Good morning. It's a Friday morning. That means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, we know the popular cliche phrase, it takes two. Well, it took two to build a hospitality empire, and now one of them is going to leave. Explain.
That's right. Vic Christopher and Heather Levine are the duo behind Clark House Hospitality. That's the group that developed Lucas Confectionery Wine Bar, Pex Arcade, Little Pex, The Bradley, and 22 Second Wine Company, all in downtown Troy. Heather decided to leave the business this past January. The news came as a shock to both the Clark House staff and restaurant patrons. But a closer look at Levine and Christopher's journey, from husband and wife startup bar owners to exes in both business and marriage, shows that their business split was in the works for a while. And it shows why the business's future growth depends on Levine's departure. As their business grew, Christopher and Levine's difference in vision became more apparent. Christopher viewed Clark House as a real estate and hospitality company, but Levine's passion was the hospitality. They balanced each other well, each responsible for specific things within the business. Levine's prudence helped the business's bottom line, while Christopher's ability to see opportunity everywhere gave Clark House its major presence in downtown Troy. Levine's exit from the business came with a buyout. In order to avoid selling some of their buildings, they put a portion of the business's profits from the past 2 years into a savings account. They sold the three-family home in South Troy, and they refinanced the mortgages on their remaining properties. And on top of it all, Levine and Christopher got divorced. Proceeds of a divorce are not taxable in New York, and Christopher and Levine had ended their marriage during the same years they were rapidly expanding their business, but didn't make the divorce official until now. So the agreement yielded a buyout for Levine and a construction loan for Clark House. With this change, Christopher hasn't slowed down. He's working to transform the lobby of his building on Broadway and renovate the second floor. And then he'll use the majority of the construction budget on the third and fourth floors. He doesn't have a concrete plan for those floors. He's tossed out ideas like Airbnb units and office space. Christopher says Clark House is his life's work, and no amount of money would buy him out.
Now let's go to a story about a manufacturing executive who is from Latham Pools buying Concord Pools.
John Fauché, who was the vice president of sales for Latham Pool Products, has bought Concord Pools from Mike Jovanone. Jovanone had spent 48 years installing pools and wanted to find a buyer interested in preserving jobs at his company. Concord Pools generated $15 million in sales last year. John Fauché grew up in the pool business, working at his father's company in Rotterdam, and has spent the last 12 at Latham Pool. CEO of Latham Pool, Scott Rajeski, asked Fauché last year if he would be interested in buying and running Concord Pools, one of Latham's top dealers. Latham Pool Products was not involved in the transaction financially, but Rajeski helped Fauché figure out how to structure the deal. Jovanone has also agreed to work as a consultant to Fauché for the next 3 years as he takes over Concord and develops a strategy to grow the business. Concord and Latham have worked closely for decades. The two companies teamed up 6 years ago to open a distribution center off the Northway in Queensbury. And Rajeski says Fauché brings a wealth of knowledge to Concord, and he's disappointed that he's losing one of his best employees.
Melissa Mangini is the editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. And our conversation is online at wamc.org. Melissa, as always, we thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you. You too.